This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. President Draupadi Murmu congratulated the Indian Council of Agricultural Research for Northeastern Hill Region on its Golden Jubilee yesterday through a recorded speech. She congratulated the Institute for its unparalleled service and dedication. The President commented that ICAR has developed hundreds of varieties of crops, livestock and climate-resilient technologies suited to agro-climatic conditions of the Northeast that help enhance food security and livelihood security in the region. There is a need for documentation and validation of indigenous resources, germ plasmin, conservation and pairing local knowledge with modern technologies, the President underscored. On the occasion of the Golden Jubilee of the ICAR at Unyan Riboy District yesterday, a farmers' expo was inaugurated by Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar in the presence of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Director General ICAR Himanshu Pathak. Chief Minister Sangma said that the ICAR has been a torchbearer for innovation, which has been addressing numerous issues and efforts to enhance food security and empower farmers with global edge technology. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan mentioned that Meghalaya's diversity is a wealth to the region and added that the roadmap needed to be worked out tirelessly. Governor Vijayashankar emphasized that India is an agrarian country where agriculture lies in the heart of the people and the economy. In Assam, specialized Indian Navy divers continued their rescue efforts with advanced technology to evacuate at least 8 workers trapped at the coal mine at Umrangso in Dimahasaw. The divers retrieved the body of a trapped coal miner from the flooded mine on Thursday. On Monday, water entered the illegal rat hole coal mine with the water level reaching up to 100 feet. In a Griha Pravesh ceremony at Saru Sajai Stadium in Guwahati yesterday, 50,000 families were allotted new homes under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana by Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Mr. Chauhan said that the centres approved over 3 lakh additional houses for the current financial year. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma praised the progress made under the PMAY scheme. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh has expressed concern about lack of records and documentation in the state's history. He said that historical records could help preserve culture and tradition of the state and educate the youth with a knowledge of history. Speaking at the film screening of Chahi Tared Kuntakpa, 7 years devastation at the Kangla Hall yesterday, the Chief Minister expressed the need to imbibe the sense of nationalism among the youth. They should be reminded on how the forefathers of Manipur fought hard to regain freedom and sovereignty of the state, he emphasized. The film screening program was organized by Manipur State Archaeology under the Department of Art and Culture. The Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council will convene a special meeting to discuss the implementation of the Administration of Ilaka Amendment Act 2023 and the Khasi Social Custom of Lineage Amendment Act 2023. The meeting will be held at Polo Ground in Shillong on the 18th of this month. Spokesperson of the Assembly of Clan Leaders, Arvind Case in Sutanga, said that the special meeting has been convened for the Hima, Dorbar Shinom, Rangba, Seng Dorbar Kur, Seng Kanthai and Seng Samla of the Khasi Hills districts. The government of Meghalaya will be holding a cabinet retreat at Sora Cherrapunji today and tomorrow, which will be attended by the Chief Minister, his cabinet and senior officials of the state government. The objective of the retreat is to provide a platform to government departments wherein they can highlight their programs and initiatives and also to discuss the gaps through which collaborative efforts can be taken to achieve the desired goals and objectives. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.